The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Celebrating Thanksgiving.
Instead, hey, hold on. Let me adjust my tinfoil here, Richie.
It's the 7 after the hour, day before Thanksgiving. And you wouldn't know it was Thanksgiving, frankly, to look around unless you're actually stuck in the traffic. A lot of people on the road early today.
Nasty morning.
Yeah, it's a nasty morning weather-wise. That's in the way of us really thinking about what the blessings, the horrendous travel headaches that happen at this time of year, it seems to me, take away from the magnificence of what we are supposed to be celebrating. And I think that that's with so many people that get themselves so worked up about traveling and getting on an airplane or driving. Last night, Meredith and I were stuck in the traffic is just, it's unmanageable. It's like so many other things in our society. It's just unmanageable. Everybody drains out onto the road at the same time. So that means no one can move. And the stupidity of, and this is me sounding, I guess, a little onerous, but I feel that way. Here's this wonderful opportunity for us to get together with our family and friends and give thanks. And it gets mired in the nonsense that people wrap themselves around because the news media takes everything and exaggerates it, pulls it apart. And I may be the number one critic of the news media, but for good reason. It just destroys people's goodwill and feeling. I guess if you let it, if you don't let it, maybe it doesn't. But so many people on the roads, honking horns, yelling at each other. I mean, for God's sakes, we're supposed to be having a wonderful time reflecting on the blessings that we have in our lives.
Well,
and instead,
always remember
we're fighting with each other. And
I always remember what Clark Griswold said in Christmas Vacation when he asked his dad how you handle the holiday stress.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
It always works.
Okay.
Or it makes everything totally explode, one way or the other.
Remember that.
You got to give it a shot.
All right. So literally, I guess, as well as figuratively. Speaking of shots, the Ferguson, Missouri grand jury decision about Officer Darren Wilson. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com asks you what you thought about the decision. 33% of you said they did the right thing. 41% said you couldn't make up your mind whether they did the right thing or the wrong thing. 26% said they did the wrong thing. I've been listening to the audio from the interview that Darren Wilson gave to George Stephanopoulos. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a little of it here. Describing Michael Brown as the aggressor, talking about the fact that he was forced to shoot Michael Brown or he felt he would be dead. And he's pretty convincing, frankly. If you haven't heard, this is the first interview that he's given under the circumstances. He says he did his job the right way. He's not tormented by the encounter. I don't think it's haunting me. So let's listen to a little of this, Reggie.
Before you hear this, he describes how he tried to get out of the car and Michael Brown shoved the door closed on him to keep him in the car and then reached in the car and started beating him.
Right.
And then that's where this picks up, is after they got out of the car and after he had to shoot him.
All right, I shot another series of shots, and at least one of those hit him because I saw the flinch. But this time, he's about 15 feet away. So I start backpedaling because he's just getting too close, and he's still not stopping. He gets to about 8 to 10 feet, and as he does that, he kind of starts to lean forward like he's going to tackle me. And I look down my barrel of my gun, and I fired, and what I saw was his head, and that's where it went.
Right in the top of his head?
Yes. After the supervisor got there, I gave him the brief rundown of what had happened.
What'd you tell him?
I told him that I had to shoot somebody. And he asked me why. I said, well, he had grabbed my gun, and he had charged me, and he was going to kill me.
So you killed him first?
Yes.
Is there anything you could have done differently that would have prevented that killing from taking place?
No.
Nothing?
No.
And you're absolutely convinced, when you look through your heart and your mind, that if Michael Brown were white, this would have gone down in exactly the same way?
Yes.
No question.
No question.
You and your wife, I don't even know if this word is appropriate anymore. What is your dream going forward?
Like I said, we just want to have a normal life. That's it.
That's tough.
I guess it's hard to have a normal life after someone is lying dead.
Mm-hmm.
Something you think that will always haunt you?
I don't think it's a haunting. It's always going to be something that happened.
You have a very clean conscience.
The reason I have a clean conscience is because I know I did my job right.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. I'm going to ask Kenny to update us on some of the comments that you're making in light of what Officer Wilson has told ABC News. He made it clear there in his mind that race didn't have anything to do with what happened. Here he talks about... I want to put this one off for a little bit, Richie, the other.
Let me ask you something.
Brown's friend. Yes.
I called my brother yesterday, who's a cop in not a good neighborhood, in the worst neighborhood in D.C.
Yep.
And just to chat with him. And I started thinking, who in the world would want to be a cop now? And what situation is this going to put us in when, if you, as this guy says he did, defends himself and then is possibly going to be charged with a crime and go to jail for defending himself and doing his job as he sees he did?
Mm-hmm.
Who would want to sign up for that and possibly put themselves in the same circumstances? And my brother's 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement and is like, you know, he does what he does and he goes into the neighborhood and he sees all the same stuff that we hear about on the news like that. I just can't imagine being there.
Well, there's a lot.
And what's that going to do for the quality of police that we get here in the next decade?
It's the same thing happening everywhere across our society. We have too many people. There are too many circumstances that present themselves that pit one against another. It's religion, it's race, it's age, it's wealth, it's just we're getting eaten up by our success. That's really what this is, in my opinion. We become too focused on the things that we're not focused on the things that made us successful. We're focused on the results of what has made this a great country. And that's where we have all these laws, and we have the ability to communicate with one another, and we don't use it well. We're not good communicators. You can see, if we were, we wouldn't have all this stuff going on. There was chaos not only in Ferguson last night, the tension's so thick. The protesters are all over the place, National Guard, riot police, that sort of thing. One of the police cruisers was flipped over, setting things on fire. That's not America. That's crap.
Have you seen the video of the people that are looting these stores?
I've seen a vague. I haven't really. I can't.
They have video of people running, smashing windows, stealing stuff. And you try to convince me that you are doing that because you are upset about Michael Bryant. You're not. You're just a hooligan.
Yeah.
And you're taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
You have no thoughts, no care, whatever, about Michael Brown. Mm-hmm. All you want to do is take advantage of the situation and get some free stuff.
Yep.
The people that are really, I think, upset about Michael Brown aren't these people that are breaking in and burning down the stores.
Mm. No. There were protests here in Boston yesterday, college kids walking around with placards, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, people marching by the hundreds, couple of thousand people in New York blocking bridges, shouting their anger. What the hell is it to you? Why does this affect you? This guy is dead. This other one's career is ruined. And what are we really doing about fixing the problem? Well, this kind of nonsense doesn't fix anything. It just creates more animosity in a time when there needs to be some cool, calm, and collective thinking. And, you know, there is a lot of stuff here about this. This has been one botched mess after another. And it basically shows, frankly, I point a finger at the poor leadership from the federal level down to the state level to the local level. We just and that's maybe what speaks to Richie's comments about his brother. Where do you get good people to do so? It's like we're in a cycle in a barrel here. We're going around in a circle because one thing begets another thing begets another thing. And where do you pull out the plug at what point in order to fix or stop the cycle? That's really the issue here. It isn't just this business with Ferguson, but the weather today and the way the news media is handling this is chaos. It's creating the news media is it isn't the weather that's creating chaos. It's the news media that's creating the chaos. If you're flying to the East Coast today, you're probably going to get a 3-hour delay, 4-hour, 5-hour, maybe 6-hour delay. You may not even get there because of the storm. But to have people try yesterday, these people were saying, okay, well, get out early. So the airlines were swamped. There wasn't an empty seat in a plane any place yesterday, before the weather. So what makes you think spending hours on a phone or going to the airport or trying to change the ticket's going to work? It isn't going to work. But yeah, the news media, change your plans, leave early. So people get out into the car last night. Meredith and I went to an appointment at 5 o'clock. Fortunately, left early. But to go any place on major highways, secondary roads, forget it. And as I said before, it just sort of brings us around to thinking, why do we bother? And that's a horrible thing to go into the Thanksgiving weekend thinking. And if you're strong enough, you just say, oh, well, you know, I'm not paying attention to any of this stuff. I'm going to figure out how to do all these things on my own.
Yep.
And that's the
I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, right. Have your stuffing.
Yep.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks for your favorite side dish. What is it? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 tube amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus AudioBox USB interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hell Freezes Over. The tracks on it, Get Over It, which was the big hit from this reunion LP. 14 years they had been apart. This was the reunion. It was number one for 2 weeks during this week in 1994. Love Will Keep Us Alive, The Girl from Yesterday, Learn to Be Still, Tequila Sunrise, Hotel California, Wasted Time, Pretty Maids All in a Row, I Can't Tell You Why, New York Minute, Last Resort, Take It Easy.
I will tell you,
superb stuff.
I bought the DVD.
Did you?
When this came out.
Yeah.
And watched it on my 65-inch HD TV. And it was...
I'm impressed with you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a beautiful... photographically, the film of, I mean, it was just the lighting, you could see everything. It was better than sitting in the front row of the concert.
It happens
it was
a lot.
Amazing.
Like going to a sporting event, oftentimes you can do better than staying home watching it on television.
Between, for the Redskins, first of all, my Redskins are horrible, so why would you pay? But it's expensive. You have to pay $50 to park. You have to ride a shuttle into the thing. Why would you? Give me my couch, my beer, and my big speaker. TV.
Professor Bonzoff will love you for that.
Yeah.
You're a Redskins. By 25 at the hour.
My Redskins.
As the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues with a lightness from the late night shows. A couple of moments from Jimmy Fallon and then Craig Ferguson here.
Last night, President Obama addressed the nation, called for calm and restraint in the wake of the Ferguson grand jury decision. And then Americans said, when have we ever shown calm and restraint? We overthrew the English because the tea was too expensive, all right? We didn't like tea. We like coffee. It wasn't about tea.
To be honest, I can't even think about Thanksgiving. I am still in shock from the election results about 3 weeks ago. Do you believe all that stuff that happened? And then, remember that politician who won that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other guy was mad. Well, it's all behind us now, anyway.
It's funny. That was nicely done, by the way. That was nicely put, the way you painted that verbal picture of how your big, oversized, overly luxurious, big, fat television.
That's right.
Presents it, and it made me want to have a big, fat, ugly television.
And you know what makes it all work? Is the big, fat chair that I sit in.
Nice.
You need a big, fat chair for your big, fat, bad black.
It all works, man.
All right. Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about a new procedure to get temporary breast implants.
A doctor in New York made a huge breakthrough. He's pretty much guaranteed to win the Nobel Prize because he invented something called InstaBreast. It's a breast enlargement, and it only lasts 24 hours. Take that, China. Look what we can do here. It's like if you're Cinderella, except that after midnight, instead of losing your slipper, you lose your pumpkin. I know what you're thinking. Where do I sign up? I'd like to take those girls for a test drive. You think? Keep in mind, the procedure costs $2,500, which is crazy because instead of spending $2,500 on that, you could have $2,500. I mean, you could just stuff your socks in there or something. That's what I do.
She's funny. Why did she bother?
She is so funny.
Anyway, that was an aside.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so anyway, Thanksgiving is upon us. We're driving here, there, and everywhere. If you are driving, it's nice that we have your companionship. You can feel free. Yesterday was an interesting day and good day. Today will be even more interesting. Tomorrow we'll have the presence of both Richie and Kenny. Jennifer's off this week because she's visiting with her, was it her grandmother?
Her grandfather.
Grandfather in Colorado. So live tomorrow, the Good Day program on Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation. Coming right up, given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Vandenhoevel and Lowry. Given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
I don't want to talk about him for NBC, but adjudicating rape accusations is a murky business for journalists. But believing Bill Cosby doesn't require you to take one person's word over another. We now have one person's word over 15 others. And ignoring the allegations, I think, if journalists ignore the allegations, it's almost tacitly accepting the proposition that all 15 women are liars.
It's a difficult one. Any time allegations are decades old and can't go into courts, it's a little murky inherently, but Katrina's right. There's so many allegations that it's really hard to ignore, and it's hard to look at him the same way. And some of these allegations are consistent with the various stories from other women, and so many women are putting their names out with these allegations, and so many of them are people who have credible public images themselves. It's just very hard to discount them.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina Vandenhoevel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug making his way back in from the pasture, the South 40. While we're waiting for him, we'll head on over to DougSteffens.com and see what today's poll is. Ken Kessler, master of all things web on Doug Steffens.
Oh, thank you. Today's poll question, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Stuffing, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, other... Or does pie count as a side dish?
I'm going to go with the green bean casserole, and I'm going to absolutely chuck these sweet potatoes. I can't stand them.
Oh, me either. But I'm all about the stuffing.
All right, we out? What are we doing?
I can't wait.
We're on the air, Dudley.
How are we?
Welcome back. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
All right, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Day before Thanksgiving. The focus of Thanksgiving, which I would like to make our priority here, has been supplanted somewhat by the events in the last couple of days, or maybe go back a couple of months, because Ferguson has been lurking there. I have chosen, as the leader of the pack here, to avoid as much as I could the conversation about what was going on in Ferguson, because I don't think it led us to any place that was good. And so maybe in my own Pollyanna way, I'm doing a little catch-up here. I feel like we have to talk somewhat about the irresponsible handling of all of this. And I don't mean the grand jury. I just mean all of it. It's just all a mess. The grand jury said no to indicting this guy. It's a white officer. It's a black man. He was unarmed. But the contrasting testimony here, the eyewitness accounts, the way when you listen to Darren Wilson, who was on ABC News, talk about this guy, big, big man charging at him, and he had 90 seconds to... the whole thing took 90 seconds, and he thought his life was over if Michael Brown had gotten a hold of the gun, turn around and shoot him with it. So that's why he shot him. That's pretty much the summation. However, Mr. Brown's friend Dorian Johnson was with him the night of the shooting. He said that he was disappointed with a lot of what has happened, including the grand jury decision.
Lawyer said that, you know, we did what we supposed to do, stand up and tell what we see, anything just done by any person, and speak up and stand up and be brave enough to say what you saw. And it's just sad that, you know, nothing's being done about it. And I feel like, you know, he could have did something different than kill my friend dead in the street. He could have did something different.
And, you know, just listening to the articulation, nobody else is going to say this, but I'm going to say it. Listening to the articulation of Darren Wilson, and then listening to this guy who is not particularly educated and doesn't speak particularly well, one wonders if all of those things. I mean, where does it start and where does it stop? One of you sent me an email yesterday that had a history of all the black crimes, black criminals, how much crime is committed in our country by blacks versus Hispanics versus whites. And I found the whole thing. It was 27 pages of a report that somebody sent to me that basically said black people are crap and Hispanic people are crap and the white guys always take it in the neck. And there are a lot of people in this country who believe that. And maybe to a point, there's some truth to the numbers as they exist, but why is it that way? Is it so simple that you can just say, all the black guys are bad guys? There's a culture that's developed over the racial overtones or undertones of slavery that hasn't been forgotten. Nope. And there are plenty of people in this country who don't like Mr. Obama strictly because he's black. There are plenty of reasons not to appreciate the Obama presidency, but I don't, in my mind, doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he's black. It has to do with the fact that he's an incompetent leader. But yet, you can't seem to separate those, or you're a racist if you present the facts as they are versus, you know, innuendo and suggestion. And I use Obama as an example, but there are plenty of other examples. We are not doing a good job for whatever the reason. And is it all of our responsibility for all of us to be educated well and to give everybody or to have the opportunities present for everybody? Yeah, I guess it is to a point. But it's our first responsibility to take care of us. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, then we can't take care of other people. It's a hard lesson to learn. It's a hard lesson for me to learn because I have not in my life usually put myself first. I put other people first. What's the expression? Take the oxygen first before you give it to anybody else. And I think there are a lot of people here who just are so focused on themselves to distressing levels that the needs of those who really have needs are supplanted by those who don't have needs, who have taken advantage of the situation. Is it human nature to try to buy votes, for example? Look at all the things that are done to buy black votes and Hispanic votes and even white votes.
Everybody feels entitled.
Yeah.
And everybody wants what's due them.
Right, yeah.
And when you don't get that, we have this total entitlement society right now.
And this guy, Brown, apparently did or was involved. I don't know if it's been proven or can't be proven in this convenience store robbery.
Listen to what his friend said, and he puts the onus on the cop to have should have done something different. And on all these cases, it all boils down to one basic thing. If you weren't in that situation, if you didn't put yourself in that situation, if you had not stolen the Swisher Sweets from the 7-Eleven, right, if you had not pushed the cop's door closed, none of this would have escalated to this point.
But he was in a didn't know any better.
Driving 100 miles an hour,
right,
high on PCP. And yes, it was totally, the beating that he took was totally over the top and should not have happened to that extent.
Yeah.
But when you can pull over a guy that's driving 100 miles an hour, running away from the police, and is high on PCP, you get into this situation that escalates and escalates. Just
but
like this.
The same thing have happened if it was a white guy doing the same thing. That's always the question. Always is the question.
I'm sorry, but if you got a guy high on PCP driving 100 miles an hour,
you're not getting an argument.
Or pushing your car door closed and you're a cop and he's trying not to let you out of your car, I don't care if you're green.
Yeah, well, but you see, a lot of people do, and that's the problem. 888-302-3684. Wendy Williams does a daytime talk program. She's a black woman, has done an extraordinarily good job with her career. She was great on the radio in New York. A lot of people think she's a little blue. She was. She's calmed down a little bit. In her daily program, she always talks about some of the things in the news before she talks to the audience and answers their questions. Here she is having her say about the grand jury decision.
I wasn't shocked by the verdict. I wasn't shocked. All I was doing was bracing myself. Yet another time where, you know, we keep the conversation going with our son, who's 14. Another time where I have to worry about my father, my husband, my son, your kids, if you happen to be a person of color, and the target that they have on their backs. All cops aren't bad cops, so shout out to the good ones. My thought about police officers is they seem to be the lowest on the totem pole of law enforcement, but they're the ones who put their behinds on the line every single day. I think what we need to do is start paying cops a whole lot more money, and also, instead of just sending them to police academy, how about police academy combined with a four-year criminal justice degree from university, so that they are as armed with the law as lawyers are, or the chief of police, or the detectives who we seem to respect a little bit more than just the beat cop.
Right. But see, what is she saying there? She's saying, oh, Darren Wilson was not a good cop?
The first time, the first part of what she said is not contradictory, but the second part I think is very important, and I'm going to focus on the second part because she sounded like an angry black woman in the first part of it, reciting the rhetoric that all black people are mistreated, and that's not true. I do think, though, there is a racial divide in this country that does get us into situations where black people are not treated fairly. I don't have the same feeling about Hispanics, frankly. I don't. That's a whole different discussion for another day. When it comes to what she said in the latter part of that 54 seconds, it was so on. It is so right. She is exactly on the point. And I have been, Richie, you've been listening to me say this for years and years and years. We have too many dumb, flat-footed, uneducated police wearing a uniform. They don't have a clue about how to handle themselves. They don't know what the law is. They are just out there because they're in tonnage and they don't get paid enough money. Interesting, I just went through a list of the top 150 employees as far as pay is concerned in this town of Framingham, where I live because I'm on town meeting. And I was looking at the the number of police who are making over $100,000 a year. There are 24 police officers in our community. I think there are 98 officers, I think maybe 104 now, I'm not sure. But they make over $100,000 a year. Now, these are officers who have been on duty for a long time. Not necessarily does it speak to their training. What we need is exactly what Wendy said. We need, I'm going to say it in a little different way. We need fewer police because there are too many. We need better trained police, and we need better paid police. And her idea about how to train them and send them to school for a four-year, that's what we do now. In my community, we require that the new police officers have a four-year degree.
So, but let's...
Did your brother? I'm looking back. Did your brother go to college?
He did not. No.
Okay.
He did not.
Does he think that got in the way of his career in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Go ahead. You.
So to educate police in general is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think to require a college education is a good thing. It's never a bad thing to have more information and more.
Yeah.
But in this circumstance, how is that relevant?
It's relevant to the general feeling among blacks that they are, once again, the victim here, and whether they are or they aren't, the whole community feels like they're victimized. I don't know, they're looking at, now I have a different slant on this now.
I think I'd rather spend the money to help them get an education as well.
Well, that's it. Thank you. But they have to want to have an education. They have to take advantage of the opportunity. Opportunities are presented to them, and the culture of their families and upbringing in many circumstances, or they don't have family, they don't have upbringing, they are on their own, and they choose to leave school at 16, and they don't have an education.
I asked
my
brother
yesterday. They're kind of creating a situation where all these people are their own worst enemies. Brothers.
I asked my brother, who's a cop in the worst neighborhood in Washington D.C. I said, "What's going on down there? Is the you have anybody protesting or whatever?" And he's like, "Nobody here cares about anything unless it directly affects them. Mm-hmm. It's not in our community. Anything, it's like a bubble." And anything outside that bubble, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Congress, whether it's Ferguson, they don't care until it comes inside their bubble.
Yeah. It's a lot. The stuff that was heard is a lot different than what we have been told through the news media. The stuff that the grand jury heard was a lot different than what people are making their judgments on, based on what they may have read or gossip or that sort of stuff. It's a whole different story.
I just don't understand why the Ferguson Police Department didn't give out this information in August.
Because they're badly run.
They never said a word. They submitted an incident report that was blank.
Yep.
If they knew this,
they could have gone a long way to quelling the problem.
Absolutely.
They could have said,
right. We regret that this had to happen. It's sad that this young man had to die, but here is what happened.
Yeah.
If they had said that in the middle of August, it wouldn't have solved everything, but it would have alleviated a lot of this.
I don't think anybody would have believed anything, and you would have possibly put out misinformation.
Well, but they got no information, so everybody speculates on the worst.
No information is better than misinformation.
I agree with Ken.
If you go back and change your story and say no.
But there was
so much misinformation and viral stories, and they had to know that stuff was out there and that it was wrong.
The police chief is either
going to be fired or has been fired. They need to completely gut that police. But there are plenty of police forces like that are badly run, and they've become so arrogant. That's another problem that we have with the bad police. They've become arrogant and entitled themselves.
The future of the police forces in this country is doomed because nobody will want to take a job.
Nobody
will want to put themselves in Darren Wilson's situation.
I'd like to have a more positive spin on it and think that we get better people as we mature a little bit. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. you'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Going out shopping. You're looking for some new apps. Shelley Palmer, our technology reporter, kicks things off in our daily overview of what's going on in the world of technology with a discussion about a new app that tracks how much food you eat and what it is that you actually are eating, what is in that food. So not only does it tell you how much you're eating, it tells you what you're eating. That sounds like something that's right up everybody's alley for this weekend. That information coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Dine-In.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to make sure you don't overeat? Check out BitBite. BitBite is a new earpiece on Indiegogo that tracks how much food you eat as well as what you're eating. Using a built-in microphone and sensor, BitBite gauges how quickly you're eating, then transfers that data to a companion app on your phone. The app, which works on iOS and Android, offers up a ton of information, including your total number of bites and how many calories you've eaten. By telling BitBite what you're eating, you're able to get even more accurate results and get better coaching to help you improve your diet even more. If you're eating unhealthy food or just eating too fast, BitBite can suggest healthier options or may tell you to slow down and chew your food a little bit more. BitBite, which is scheduled to start shipping in the middle of next year, still has a few more weeks to go on Indiegogo, where you can secure your device for $119. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Whether you're planning to get a head start on your holiday shopping on Black Friday, or you're waiting until the last minute, Brian Osich will explain here for you why it's important for everybody to put together a budget before you go out and hit the stores.
According to the 2014 Merrill Edge Report, 88% of women shop for sales, while only 79% of men do. Sharon Miller with Merrill Edge says both should get a plan in place so they don't overspend this holiday season and potentially jeopardize other financial goals.
Even though the report indicates more women than men are budget conscious, women also reported a concern about running out of money in retirement. In fact, women overall have less in 401ks than their male counterparts.
Miller says it's about finding a balance.
Be cautious about your spending habits and commit to saving and investing to help pursue your financial goals. Take your time and focus on your holiday budget before shopping so you know what you need to do right now to pursue your retirement goals later.
For more, go to MerrillEdge.com. That's Lifestyles from Merrill Edge. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not being guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Merrill Edge is available through MLPFNS and consists of the Merrill Edge Advisory Center, investment guidance, and self-directed online investing.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
'Tis the season to spend money, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. So how much technology will be in your stocking or will be a part of what you're buying this, this weekend, yeah? Yeah, I guess it's this weekend, in a manner of speaking, right? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this weekend.
Well,
anyway. All right, so there's a study out today suggesting that most people understand hashtags belong in tweets, but are confused about what a privacy policy means. This is an age thing, would you think, Kenny? Most people understand hashtags belong in tweets, but are confused by what a privacy policy means.
So I don't know that it's necessarily an age thing.
No. How then, experientially, do we figure
it's
out?
It's a laziness thing, because people don't read privacy policies.
Right.
And the hashtag has directly to do with what they're trying to say on Twitter.
Hmm. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. I didn't even know that, Rich. Thank you.
There you go.
Maybe I'm one of the people in the study. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.